Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever watched a master artist at work? Before the first brushstroke touches the canvas, the masterpiece already exists in their mind. Every color, texture, and detail planned in advance. Now imagine your life as that masterpiece and God as the master artist. But here's the extraordinary thing. You're not just a painting waiting to be completed. You're a living work of art already set in motion. The Bible tells us in Ephesians that we are God's handiwork, created for good works that He prepared in advance for us to do. Think about that for a moment. Your future, those divine appointments, those moments of purpose, they're not just ahead of you, you're walking in them right now. In today's sermon titled, Are You Walking in Your Future Now?, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores what it means to step into God's plan today and live with purpose, faith, and intentionality.
God designed you for good works. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, the NIV version says it this way, For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Let me read in the New King James Version as well. It says, For we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. So all of us have a plan that God has bestowed upon us. You are not a mistake, my friend. You are His workmanship, which means that we have been made. The word workmanship signifies that which is manufactured. You see, that which has been manufactured. We have been designed and manufactured by God like a product, a design produced by an artisan. That's how special we are. God has specifically called you. He has planned you. He has designed you and placed you in the place and the time frame in which you are living right now. Because He has a plan for your life. We are God's literally work. I'm telling you, His work of art. A masterpiece painting cannot boast of painting itself. So you cannot boast of you owning yourself, because God created us, He designed us, He planned us. He's actually made that for good works on this planet Earth. That's what He designed us for. And so a masterpiece painting cannot boast of painting itself. And the same way we cannot boast that, oh, I am myself. No, God created us. God has made us what we are. And in our union with Christ Jesus, He has created us for life of good deeds or good works, which He has already prepared for us to do. So the question is, are you walking in your future right now? You can answer that question for yourself. Maybe you haven't even decided that, oh, you are not on your own and God created you for something else. God has ordained a perfect plan for each of our lives, but He does not force us that we need to go according to His plan. He does not force that plan to come to pass in our lives. We have a choice to make. This is a call to action. He says we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which He prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So this is a call to action, encouraging believers in Christ to do the good works that God prepared for us beforehand. There is a vast difference between being saved by good works and being saved unto good works, as stated here in Ephesians 2:10 that I read to you. This verse is preceded by Ephesians 2:8 and 9, which many believers know. It actually emphasizes the gift of salvation And he says that you cannot really earn salvation through good works. The Bible says it this way, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works. Listen carefully, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So good works do not gain us salvation, but they do affirm that salvation has been received into our lives. So good works cannot produce a new nature, but a new nature should produce good works. If you were truly born again, you should be walking in good works. So I want to remind you that if you have been looking at your own strength, at your own talents, at your own giftings, only to try to discover the plan that the Lord had for you, then you are wrong, my friend. The Bible actually says in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, that, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. It's a powerful statement, yeah? That should be an alleviating statement for you and I, because it's not about what we think is best. Not at all. We are not smart enough to direct our own paths. We have an opportunity to discover truly what is our calling by going outside of ourselves and going back to our relationship with the Lord. What a tremendous blessing is that understanding that it's not about me being smart enough. It's not about me being talented enough. It is about me being surrendered to what God has called me to do. Not about my talents, not about my giftings, not about how people see me as a wise person or whatever. It's all about me being surrendered to what God has called me to do. He has called us into good works, which he prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. But you see, many times the questions that rise up in our hearts is, how do I know what God wants me to do? It's a common question. How do I fulfill the calling that God has for my life? Another question. I am glad that you asked that question, my friend, because it's a whole lot easier than you think when it comes to hearing the voice of God. I'm telling you, there's been many times in my life when I have looked back and said, that was God. That was the Lord. I should have known that, or I shouldn't have done that, because the Lord had warned me about that. We can see those things looking back, but it's important for us to also understand, how do we accomplish or fulfill the call that God has on our lives as we look forward to the future? Because it's so important that you take your calling seriously. Understand that the Spirit of God living on the inside of you has so much potential to do so many things through you in the future. And you have to be walking in your future right now. He prepared those things for us. Having this understanding will motivate you to start taking the call of God seriously on your life. God is always speaking to us, my friend. You may say, well, I don't hear the voice of the Lord. I want to tell you that you are wrong, because the Bible says that my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Jesus said that in John chapter 10. Many born-again Christians doubt the truth of this statement based on their experiences that, well, they say God speaks, but I've never heard him speak to me. They don't think they can hear God's voice. However, the word of God is true, not their experiences. God says we can hear his voice. It's not about your experience. Because the Bible says it, I am going to believe what God says, not how I feel. The word of God promises all who are God's sheep, those who are born again, that they not only can, but do hear his voice. Therefore, I'm not going to follow my emotions and say, oh, I've never heard the voice of the Lord. The reality is, I have. I just don't always recognize it. You see, the harmony between what the Word of God says and what our experiences say is that it is our newborn again spirit that hear God's voice. Although God has spoken and still speaks in an audible voice at times, very few of us experience this. God speaks to our inner person, our spirit, and our inner person hears him. You see, there are some reasons why you don't recognize God's voice. One of them can be because I am not always listening to it. I'm trusting my own understanding. Another one can be because I'm distracted by the circumstances that are around me in this world. The problem comes when we aren't sensitive to or controlled by our spirits, but we walk in the vanity of our minds. When we are walking in the vanity of our minds, we will not hear the voice of God. The Bible calls this walking in the flesh instead of walking in the spirit. You know, the Bible says in Mark chapter 4 about the different grounds that our hearts can possibly be. And one of them is that the life of God is choked out by the cares of this world. And you can be sensitive to the voice of God through prayer, through Bible study, through fasting, through fellowship, and so on. They are all ways of refocusing our mind's attention away from the voice of this world and back to the voice of our shepherd, who is constantly communicating with our spirit. My friend, you can hear his voice. He has the plan for you. He has prepared good works for you to walk in them. Just listen to him. God speaks to our spirits, but our minds are not always listening. Likewise, Satan speaks to our minds, but our spirits never listen to them. Our born-again spirits know all things. That's what the Bible says. Therefore, if you would just walk in the spirit, I tell you, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You see, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So this is what I'm talking about in terms of what it means to pursue after the plan of God for your life and to truly walk in your future now. Just now I'm talking, and after his plan for your life. What's wonderful about the Lord is that he will expand you beyond your own borders. The plans he had for you, he will help you to walk in them. He will help you go beyond your own borders and your own concepts of yourself, because it's not in our own understanding to know the right way to go. It's in our relationship with God as we trust in him. As he broadens our borders, it expands our tents as he begins to whisper in our ear. What is our destiny? He will tell us our destiny. He will tell us the good works he planned for us. He will direct us, my friend. That should be alleviating for all of us, because we all have the same opportunity. It's not based upon how good you are. It's not based upon how talented you are, or how well you did in school, or how good you did in sports. It doesn't make any difference. God loves you. He has a plan for your life, and it's awesome plan. It's good plan that he planned before even you came on this earth. You will find yourself most satisfied as you discover that plan. Are you walking in your future right now? You need to find out. If you are born again, consult the Lord, prayer, Bible study, fellowship, you will find out. And if you haven't received the Lord as your Savior, then the first step is to receive him. After that, you will know the good deeds that he planned for you. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.